And this is December the 18th, Friday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Russ Dizdar. Hey, it is great to be with you. 1 hour in which, by God's providence, he can arrange things for the good. God can stretch out his hands and listen, there is answer to prayer. There's still hope for each of our lives, for everyone listening. Now, all the backgrounds where you come from, that's what's amazing many times about how this works. And so I get emails from those who are believers in Christ, from those who are seeking and wanting to find God. There are those that are, well, remote viewers and psychics and people in the New Age and part of other alternative spiritual systems. And then we have, Satanists and Luciferians that listen in. Listen, glad that some political folks listen. I'm glad that military folks listen. Because regardless of the reasons why, in this 1 hour, prayed over, asking that God's blessing and that his breakthrough of speaking to you and reaching you will occur. So I want to say again, Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net, and we are in a topic this week from Monday, when science and spirit meet, And this is something that we can go all the way back to the 1920s. We can go back into the ancient days when, well, individuals have written books on what they have called the technology of the gods. And you can look at the old extra-biblical literature on the Nephilim and those angels that came down and how they interacted and how they gave technology ideas to be put into in the physical world. And so there's a lot of development probably in our history that involves the other side influencing. We're going to talk about that specifically tonight, Friday night. Now, the title for tonight under this topic is The Ideas for Super and Supernatural Technologies. And then a subtitle is Opening the Veil to Heaven or Hell. Now, if you listened to Wednesday night, the 16th, we discussed, and I gave a quote from one of the scientists there at CERN that works on the Hadron Super Collider. Now, he mentioned that they had no idea what would really happen when they turn it on. They had no idea if the black holes created would dissipate for sure. And he had this to say, and when I quoted it, it has stuck with me since that night, that this scientist, referring to all the scientists and the entire technology of CERN, that literally can be a globally impacting technology, has said that if they're wrong, listen, if they're wrong, the consequences could be unfathomable. And so we will keep our eyes, and I want to say that because of biblical revelation, the end of days, and what is needed on the field for the rise of globalism and a super military system is technology, a massive technology. There may be the greatest spike in technology in human history just before us as we see the breaking in of globalism. Talking about technologies that give some enhancement to human life. I mean, the web came from some of this. And yet there is an ulterior motive for the development of these weapons. I'm going to say again to anybody who's a weapons developer or those who keep an eye on it, I'm saying to all believers, keep an eye on weapons development. Weapons development. Because when it comes to planetary weapons or planetary weapons defense systems, weapons that can shoot into space with the goal of blasting out of space any kind of intrusion coming our way. Now, I'm going to say again, keep your eyes on this. Because in the future, at Armageddon, we see the actual glimpse of what that history is like. Now, God's given us that picture that on the field, Antichrist, of course, with a globalized, most clearly the most technologically advanced, in numbers, more vast than anything, but in spiritual empowerment and in supernatural empowerment and guidance, this is unlike anything in human history. Now, if you read Revelation 19, 19 and 19, 20, you're going to find out in 19, 20 that the soldiers, the military, the nations, the kings of the earth that were involved in this military gathering, that, of course, they are defeated instantly. That it's a massive, massive, massive defeat. That the pinnacle of finite dark spirituality, coupled with finite dark human, well, rebellion, insurrection, or commitment to the dark side, I mean real Luciferianism, that it's crushed. It's crushed in a moment. The totality, the pinnacle. It's incredible. So when you read future history, and I know that remote viewers want to see, you know, future history. I know that psychics and those who are studying the prophecies of Nostradamus and others, and even the 2012ers and the Mayan prophecies, no question that millions upon millions are studying and looking, but there's only one source of what has been, is, and will always be infallible, accurate, with a detailed and definitive future history and ways in which the fulfillment of these prophecies can be clearly demonstrated. So what we've seen in the past, we're going to see, and we are seeing now. But when it comes to Revelation 19, 19, 19, 20, the last day of human history on this side of the fence, let me say it again, the last day of human history on this side of the fence, the last day of massive globalism, the last day of the empowered spiritual Babylon, the last day of the most powerful political and military system the world's ever seen, the last day of the Antichrist, actually, and the false prophet. It's the last day. The last day for death, the last day for disease, the last day for war. Because when the Prince of Peace returns, he's coming to put an end to all of that which has opened the door, caused, and is a part of this destruction. He ends the madness. What we have never been able to do as fallen humanity, God does supernaturally. Now, anybody reading Daniel, the book of Daniel, you'll realize that it predicts from 2,600 years ago that a world leader, an incredible, powerful, political, supernatural world leader is going to come to power. I mean, he's going to have the eyes like it's the eyes of a man, and a face that is stern, that he is going to speak mighty and strong blasphemies against heaven, against the God of heaven. And so there's going to be a massive supernatural persuasion. Now, the problem right now is, you know what the problem is, right? That we are all under the precursors, wave after wave of alternative spiritual deception, seduction, and sabotage. It's been coming in wave after wave after wave, particularly since 1930, the 40s specifically, the 60s massively, and then what we have today. So that the setup for world leaders, the kings, nations, and the masses, the critical masses of people in their development of a Antichrist spirit, an anti-God spirit, and an embrace of a new, well, what is said to be an evolutionary spiritual presence, leading humanity to homo lumos, homo deification. Instead of homo sapiens now, we're being told the doctrine, the didache, the teaching of the new age, of the Luciferian, of the fallen cherub, is all the same. That a massive spiritual burst, evolution, wave is coming. and that mankind shall evolve and into a new consciousness, into a new existence. Now, that's what was promised in the beginning, never occurred. That's what was promised along the way by the dark side, all the way through the early church with the Gnostics and today. Now, listen, it is the foundational doctrine, agenda is seen in it, and it is the very thing that leads people specifically to shut the door on God and to embrace, well, to embrace a substitute small g God that they have no idea concerning the real nature, the intent, and the destiny. Listen, we have biblical revelation on the origins, the nature, the agenda, the methodology, but also the destiny of, well, of this lethal dark presence that presents itself as an angel of light. Well, listen, I've given that as an introduction here in the first 11, 12 minutes and telling you tonight that the ideas for super and supernatural technologies are among us. They've been growing. And with the coming manifestation of the dark side, of the spirits, the question for New Agers and, well, the millions that are involved in conspiracy and looking at the signs of the time is, will this open the veil to heaven or to hell? And very important for us to take a look at. This is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web is the main site that you can find out everything about us. Hundreds of downloads. You can find out about the book, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers, and 660 pages plus. We give a code where you can get 70 hours of training MP3s off the web from us when you get the book. So that's a great deal, and but it's not about a deal. Let me tell you about the book. It's a message. And let me just say really quickly here, thank you to Dr. Stan Monteith. He had me on twice here lately. And then today he did two recordings to put on his other stations. And I deeply appreciate his long-term commitment. And he's been reading the book, The Black Awakening. He's had some great things to say about it. So we appreciate that deeply. And we have the link to his site on our site if you want to get the shows that were put on this last week. And the recordings that he did today, well, I guess will go on throughout this next week. And he's already set me up for January to come back. So I really do appreciate, I really do appreciate Dr. Stan Monteith and what he is doing and what he's done. I want to mention also Dave and Doc from Proof Negative. It's a blog talk show, and they had me on last night and kept me over a little bit of time, which was good. There were some good questions, but they had some real insight, and they wanted, and they brought out a lot of things. Because of their questions, a lot of things were brought out about the New Age and about all the stuff out there and what we need to be concerned about. So it was kind of cool to be with them and be engaged in that show. And there's a link again from my site, the ShatterTheDarkness.net site, to that if you want to listen at all to that show. Now, I want you to know that we've been on a lot of different radio programs, internet, local, satellite, all these different kinds, shortwave. And pretty much we'll go on just anywhere that we can share the message. And we won't compromise. If somebody tells me, well, you can be on, but you can't preach Christ, well, then we will not be on. Because that is the passion, that is the spirit behind all of what we do, the Spirit of God, the compelling and unashamed witness that God loves you, that God really, really has broken in. And for everyone that seeks some level of spiritual something, why not come home to God the source, to the infinite, to what the Bible calls aletheia, truth. And Jesus loves you, died for you, unprecedented. Nobody's done that. Nobody else has demonstrated what was demonstrated there. And as far as those looking at predictive prophecy, why not look at the massive, massive predictive prophecy that is in biblical revelation that gives accurate, detailed information about, well, what's happening now and what is about to happen on the earth. And listen, it's not good for two reasons. Go back 2,000 years, Jesus, Matthew 24. He said in the end of days, which will be like the days of Noah, which is very similar. I mean, if you look at Matthew 24, you're going to see massive similarity to right now, today. But Jesus said that these days would be evil beyond comparison. It's the best way to put it. Evil beyond comparison. That the days of spiritual deceit with a massive goal to purposely deceive many, the masses, will be the bottom line that leads the world down this slippery slope that it's going into. That it will affect everything, nations, economies, environment. It'll affect everything that is happening. That, as predicted, there is a underground secret shadow system operating in government, operating in military, operating in alternative counterfeit spirituality, being guided by one being. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work. Now listen, that's who has initiated, inspired, and evolved the new age. Underneath the carpet are the real, when I say real Luciferians, I mean those who really believe. And there are many. They are many, and they are old bloodlines and families, and they are in the process of the development, and probably have been for some 30 years. Maybe 40, I don't know. You see, my opinion is the Antichrist has been born many years ago, that the regime raised up around him, it was there. They've been with him all along, and that he is actually probably in the political system somewhere in Europe right now. And that he is completely unknown, of course, but that as the bulging of the dark side presses against the veil to break and burst like a counterfeit or inverted Pentecost with massive manifested spiritual powers, as that day approaches, and only by the sovereign hand of God is it restrained. But it will come, and the step-by-step incremental approach to all this deception will be gone. Because the burst of a cleansing, catastrophic chaos will occur. Nations will fall. Millions will die. And out of those ashes as the dark flame, occult Nazis believed, a new age phoenix, a Luciferian concept, will arise. It's coming. Jesus foretold it. And I want to tell you something. There are those that hang on the words of remote viewers now that are prophesying future events. There are those that hang on the words of Nostradamus and even 2012 Mayan prophecies. I only challenge you because I love you and I care about your life for real. I care about your life as a human being who does know God, that knows that side and experienced that side of spirits, spiritism, and powers. But now I know this side of the fence. With the indwelling of the Spirit of God and the revelation of an accurate and most, the most attested to manuscripts in human history, the Old and New Testaments, let alone the supernatural. Listen, if you believe in spirit revelation, I'm talking about psychics and remote viewers and New Agers and Luciferians and so forth. I agree. I believe that there's a lot of it going on. I believe there's a lot of it going on, and that is not of God. And that is extremely dangerous. Because it affects your life, your relationship, and your destiny. So let me say again that what we do here tonight in talking about this subject, when science and spirit meet, this concept will be all over the place in the last 7 years. Technologies in the military, technologies for global surveillance, global control, economic empowerment. Somebody asked me on the show last night on Proof Negative, and they brought up the concept of the money and the World Bank and everything else, and I say the same thing. I say, follow the money. Where are the trillions of dollars? Even with Copenhagen and the things that are going, I mean, 200 nations, even though they're not agreeing on everything, but they have gathered, and there is a spirit behind that kind of a gathering. And you better believe, just like in the book of Matthew chapter 4, when Satan left Jesus defeated, he went out looking for a more opportune time. He's looking for opportunity on a global scale. He operates on a global scale. But don't forget the fact that he entered into one man, Judas, who sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. He looks for an opportunity in all of our lives. He has one goal: to rip us from God, keep us from God, steal the word of God, fight against humanity, humanity's connection to God, redemption, rescue, restoration. And that's an outrage spiritually. As a matter of fact, I got a story to tell you. A story that came in from a friend that I care about, that we pray about, that has battled, but I'm not going to give names, I'm not going to give any other information concerning it, because they've written me about how their child goes to a local school, a school system in Texas. And the child's coming home with what was like a large witchcraft project, a long, and I'm going to pronounce it Lebafana scroll. It's a scroll that these kids are coloring and cut out. They write down what they want her, this witch. They want the witch to bring them. And so he brought it home. And he also comes back from this public school with a magic key. And for all the kids who do not have a chimney, a real key on ribbon, they're chucking every concept of Christmas. Now listen, I know that Jesus was not born on December 25th. I know the background. I also understand the concept of the earlier church when it triumphed in the first 300 years, it massively triumphed over paganism. But we also know how paganism tries to then cloak itself and hide itself and hang on and infiltrate, by the way. But see, I have no problem celebrating the birth of Christ. I have no problem telling everybody, listen, it wasn't December 25th. It occurred. As a matter of fact, in the book of Galatians, it says, and I tell people, I know the time that Christ came. It says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. So that's the only thing I say, in the fullness of time. There's no question with Josephus and all the other writers. Not only was Jesus clearly historical, he was mammothly historical in the sense of his effect in the world. And again, the most attested to manuscripts in the days of Jesus that are here among us now are the New Testament Gospels and the rest of the New Testament. And I listened to this radio guy here locally, Howie Chizik, that is from Akron. And I listened to him today, and he mentioned how, well, the Bible's been changed over and over and over again. Well, I want to say again, that's a lie. As somebody who's worked on Bible translation material and the whole transmission, it is the most unique. On a human scale alone, it's beyond anything that anybody can even begin to look at. The New Testament has more manuscripts, archaeology, historical evidence, copies, codex of its books, than any piece of literature of that time. On a scale of, well, look at the New Testament with 23,000 plus copies, manuscripts, you know, and so forth, that attest to the New Testament. And then you go to Homer's Iliad, it has about 300 or so. There's just simply no question. On a human scale, the manuscripts of the New Testament blow out of the water anything in comparison. They really do. That's simply on a human scale. And even if you bring in the concept of the, well, they want, you know, there's like fragments of manuscripts, and some will look at is, well, this word wasn't right, or that word was wrong, or this. Listen, we have so many of the manuscripts, so much of it, and we have the scriptures. This is an important fact. We have the scriptures quoted and used so often by the earliest church fathers that right now we can reconstruct the entire New Testament just on getting the quotes from all of the writings and sermons and so forth of early church fathers, if we lost all the manuscripts. And that's barring our concept of God the Holy Spirit, who not only inspired, he not only inspired, but guided the process from beginning to end. See, God doesn't start something that he doesn't bring and continue, and you must realize that, God's ability to bring Grotha writings and bring it out to the world has been is really a testimony to the sovereign, providential, but also infallible nature of God's ability to communicate and bring living words. So when you read the New Testament, even today, whether you're in China or Russia or wherever you're at, you're reading, and when you do read, you're going to find out. That's what they found out in China, in Russia, in Zimbabwe, in wherever you find in the world, even in translations, all over the world, that the living words of God speak. People can call on the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, and the power of God and all of that transformation can come into them, because there is no power greater that was wielded anywhere than at the cross, where the sinless God in human flesh Savior died, rose from the dead, shed his blood, a holy blood. The angels knew that it's right, called him and worshiped him as God. The demons feared and acknowledged that he is the Savior of the world. Now listen, I don't know where you stand on all of this, but I'm just simply sharing that in Texas, a child can come home, and my friend here writes to me that the youngest was really excited about talking about Mexican Christmas. The Mexican Christmas witch. And this story, and I don't have time to go into all of it, but I appreciate their sharing this. It goes back to the Italians. Italian children take its origin from the old lady, like the witch, burned in the squares to celebrate the end of the year. A symbol of time. I'm quoting off a piece that they sent to me. But the Befana, the La Befana, is related to the mysterious rites of the Celtic peoples. Now, this involves really sheer witchcraft, spirituality, that a teacher is not only teaching and having the kids actually make scrolls, and wanting them to write down what it is they want the witch to bring them. Wow, what a massive substitution that is. You know, when I was, even when I went to a public grade school, the teachers had up the nativity scene. The teachers even read from the Gospels concerning the birth of Christ. And again, I have no problem recognizing and telling you that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, but I also have absolutely no problem celebrating the message of the coming and the birth and all that is around the birth. Matter of fact, this Sunday night on our live blog talk show at 11 p.m., if you can't listen live, get the archive of this, because we're going to go over all the elements of what occurred. And again, tell you that there is no event in history, and all the things that surround the event is so massively, in, you know, supernatural, incredible, pointing to the visitation of God in human flesh, the genetics of God, and what it's all about. So I think that I'm going to just continue to tell people, you know, listen, Jesus Christ is the reason for all the seasons. And if we're going to celebrate at all, let me celebrate. Hey, let's just pick a time. We want to be able to take a month and celebrate the fact and just simply bring out the biblical revelation that Jesus Christ, God, so loved us. I mean, look what the angel's saying. Look what the prophetess and the prophet by the Spirit of God said. This is about good news of great joy and God's favor for mankind. If you can at least grasp, and I'm talking to Luciferian Satanists and those who maybe are atheists out there, this involves a living personal God that knows you, loves you, wants you, and wherever you're at right now, you can come to God. You can come, and in an instant, God's presence can come into your life, and you can begin a relationship that is eternal, that involves the most incredible promises beyond anything else out there spiritually that comes from the infinite God. He not only promised it, he can do it. And the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, the ascension of Jesus back up into the heavens where he came from, is a demonstration of what's to come. So I hope you know about the glorification. Most New Agers that I knew, most those in the old temple where I was learning Buddhism, none of them have ever heard and know, and they don't know anything about the glorification. And most Luciferians and chosen ones out there, undergrounders, they don't know this stuff. They weren't permitted to have it. They weren't permitted to learn it. They weren't permitted to know. Now, my friend out of Texas sends also. Now, listen to this. This is absolutely incredible. And I'm just going to quote what it says here. It says, "And weirder to me," I say, quote, "and weirder to me are the Texas school systems. Last month, everyone was having a fit," and they list a place, "because the words, 'I'll be home for Christmas,' being sang by a little boy," you know, "I'll be home for Christmas," sang by a little boy, "had been changed to 'I'll be home for winter.'" I'll be home for winter. This isn't about any kind of ACL secular issue, because they're not doing this with Hanukkah. They're not doing this with Islam's Ramadan and so forth. This is about anything that relates. Please understand that when I say this term, anthropos anamos, that's the Greek that comes out of 2 Thessalonians 2. It is a reference to the man of lawlessness. This is the idea that the spirit of Antichrist, the evolution of the process to the point of his apocalypse into the world, means an absolute attack on anything that is called God, Christ, Bible. It is all about burying any concept. You got to understand that side, that presence. That presence seeks the annihilation of God. It can exhibit itself, that spirit can exhibit itself in sciences, atheism. And please realize that even the new the New Age movement, with all of its talk of world love, talk of world peace, are not telling you that in those same writings, the spirit that guided the foundational writers of the New Age have told them that human beings that really believe in the real Christ of God, the real Christ of Scripture, that have within them the Spirit of God and will not give in to the spirit of the New Age, need to be cleansed, need to be annihilated, need to be, you know, check out Alice Bailey on this. You're going to find this is true. Take a look at the Georgia Guidestones and the concept of reducing world population. Look at globalism, reduce world population. Not just so that the world, the natural world, can thrive, but ultimately the reduction of human population for the sake of a manageable control. Well, to the Texas schools, and I'm kind of surprised that the believers down there haven't been fired up about this, because if they want to kick out the name Christ, anything that even mentions him, and even the word Christmas, to get rid of it. Please understand, the New Age movement is that which has infected the educational system. It's there, that this spirit that is operating in the atmosphere around the earth is in opposition. And real believers will either have to stand up with all their prayers in the power of the Spirit of God and in the love of God, keep proclaiming the message, keep manifesting, being the instrument by which God manifests through your life, through your prayers, through your speech, and through your deeds. Don't leave the world. Don't just look at it and say, man, the world's going to hell. I'm stepping back and going to let it happen. That's not what we've been trained to do. Jesus trained real believers to go to every place, every highway, every byway, bring the grace of God, bring the mercy of God, bring the great news of good, you know, the good news of great joy and the favor of God. Listen, redemption, which is uniting a human life with God, healing the breach, freeing them from the death code, the sin code, Satan's rights, and hell, and bringing them into relationship with God, the gift of the Spirit of God, the gift of the coming indestructible immortality and glorification, and then seeing God face to face, God Himself wiping away every tear of the past. Are we nuts for exchanging the glory of God for a lie? Are we nuts for exchanging the revelation of God for the revelation of demons? Are we nuts to embrace finite, cheap, flawed, and even out and out lethal lies for what could be had? I don't know if you've ever read the book of Jonah. There's a part in it where Jonah cries out that those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. You can look it up. Book of Jonah. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. My dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. And appreciate the note coming in from my friend out of Texas, and so sorry that somebody is throwing any message of Jesus and his birth out and replacing it with the teaching of the Mexican Christmas witch, or, well, let the believers there get fired up about it. Now, come on. We're talking tonight, though, and we've been talking this week about when science meets technologies. And I'm going to tell you that I believe that we have been and are opening doors, that there is clear communication coming from the other side. Now, I've mentioned this. You can go all the way back to the 30s and the 20s, actually. And if you go back and study the spiritual development in Germany prior to the rise of the Nazis, you're going to find a massive exchange. A dumbing down of the body of Christ, a watering down. The theologians that were going to come up with the concept God is dead, you can go back to the demythologizers, German theologians that taught German pastors. You can go back to Bultmann and others. And the watering down. See, the kingdom of God is not about talk. It's not about conjecture. It is about the power of God, the love of God, the joy. It's about the life of God manifesting in this world. In a hurting, defeated Germany, instead of embracing and seeking and looking to the God of heaven for redemption and repair and restoration and spiritual centrality, they were invaded. Secret societies, mediums, absolutely everywhere. And the spirits began to communicate ideas about a connection between spirit and technology, spirit and science. That's what Helena Blavatsky's books, The Secret Doctrine, was all about. That's what many of the volumes of Alice Bailey's writings, who, by the way, are protected and promoted by Lucius Trust. Lucius Trust, who's behind the UN, behind globalism, behind meetings like the one that we've seen in Copenhagen. Lucius Trust used to be called Lucifer's Trust. And so all you got to do, and I'm going to say very clearly to believers, if anybody reads the writings of Alice Bailey, there is a spiritual attachment. A spirit has given and dictated in biblical revelation, it is called the didache of demons, the teaching. There were vessels that were used, but just like the Bible was inspired by the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God, so writings like that have been inspired directly by finite, dark spirits, if not the fallen cherub himself, in outlining their belief system, their alternative and counterfeit spirituality to be offered to the world, their agenda against real Christianity and the real message of Christ, their altering of Scripture and the mission of God and assimilating and bringing in and changing everything. Now, I say all of that to say that in all those writings and in all those books comes a lot of information about science and connection. You're seeing that with the New Age movement everywhere. You're seeing that with theoretical physicists, scientists, even the scientists at CERN. Even with Shiva, the artwork, whatever you want to call it, the statue out there in front, on the grounds, gives a demonstration of the spirit behind and the spirituality behind. And pantheistic scientists, they see the world differently. Because once you assume that God is everything, God is in everything, that that if you look at God as just energy, part of the particles, that maybe if you go back as far as you can to the origins of the Big Bang, through this super collider and the technology that was developed, the goal is to find the God particle, a slice of God, a piece of God, and evidence of the activity of God. And I'm going to say again, they're going to find, if they find this Higgs particle, very well may be there, but I'm saying again, they're getting another piece of creation of the actual material world. God is immaterial. And so the entire material world universe that we see and experience and study and research, well, it didn't come out of nothing, not ex nihilo in the sense that out of nothing something came, but instead out of immaterial, out of God, spirit, that you cannot, because God is personal. God knows his presence. Now, somebody might be able to walk up to me and touch me from behind. I won't even know. I mean, just barely touch me. Someone might be able to walk up behind me and pull a piece, take a hair off my, from like that came from my head on my shoulder. And someone might be able to do that. Someone might be able to steal a glove, my shoes. Please understand, there is no concept of that when it comes to God. That in the highest of technologies, even if ancient non-human intelligences are guiding technologies so that in some way they can, well, think they are reaching out to get God's boots, God's gloves, a strand of the hair of God to put under a finite microscope. I'm going to say again, it just won't happen. It just won't happen. God is knowable. God is knowable 100% without an iota of human technology. So the warning for scientists, and I might be able to talk to this week, I think I'm leaving to go to Columbus to the vineyard down there, and I'm going to meet up with a guy that I talked to before, Kevin. I'll be calling him if he's listening tomorrow, and we may meet up, but he worked at CERN. We talked about a little bit of these things, but in my studies with it again now, as the one scientist says, that if they're wrong in what they are doing, the consequences are, just unfathomable. Is it possible that something like this could open a dimension? Well, of course it is. Could that dimension be the abyss? Yes. Just like people have asked me, even on the show last night, Proof Negative, they asked me about the blue light or the spiral there in Norway. Isn't that interesting what occurred up there? You know, that every picture I saw of that blue light is a spiral, the same kind of pinwheel that is used in hypnosis and in mind control and has become an occult object. And it can be used on a spiritual level to open a door. Now, we already understand that on the symbol and on its use, but how did it get up there in the sky? If all the pictures are correct, is it Project Blue Beam? Is it a projection, a hologram? What is that? Is it something else that actually was opening? Please understand, ancient and current mass rituals can open doorways. The door between that side and this, as everybody has said, has gotten thinner. There has been since, well, anybody can go back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, and especially in the development of Nazi political ideology, military vision, military weapons development, military concept of supernaturally enhanced God-like men, super soldiers, to enforce a 1,000-year Reich. Their science, their psychology, everything was infected on an incremental basis. But the spirit that guided Nazi ideology, Nazi science, Nazi military, Nazi psychology, even lawmaking and economics, and the control of a society, the surveillance of a society. While that was building and rising, the underground, smaller, secret societies, they would say that there were mediums seeking the dead, seeking the other side, influenced by deep and old occult ideologies, specifically Helena Blavatsky's secret doctrine. Germany's failure was opening the door on a national basis to the dark side, which seemed like light at first. And the dark spirituality that seemed like light at first seemed to bring human enhancements, political enhancements, military enhancements, scientific enhancements, psychological breakthroughs. But whenever deception is embraced, this is the rule, listen to the rule. Wherever deception spiritually is embraced, it is quite clear that destruction will follow every single time. For the Nazis, the spirit that guided their ideology guided them to believe politically, scientifically, psychologically, on a military basis, on a cultural consensus, that the Jews were a pig race, that the Jews were the problem, that we not only want them out of Germany, we want the spirit that guided them in the final solution, in the secret meetings that were developed and were the plans and the plot to build ovens that would cook hundreds of thousands of bodies, gas chambers that would kill, and they could calculate how many human beings, like cattle, they can get rid of on a daily basis. What was the goal behind? And whether you argue 2 million, 6 million, that's ridiculous. Anybody reading the materials knows that the agenda was to exterminate every Jew on the planet. Obviously not to allow there to be any nation or any temple, any place where it is predicted that the Christ of God will return. So the science was there. And I'm saying again that spirit was behind the political ideology, the scientific development, and technologies. And people are looking at this all across the board. They're looking at this all across the board. Nazi science even opened doors to the Foo Fighters and so-called alien, you know, presence. There were so many deep spiritual doors that got opened during that time that they sought. I mean, they were seeking with a passion Nephilim blood that would create, and they began the Lebensborn birthing centers, the secret project to develop more purified Aryans that would be godlike. What were they for? They were to be soldiers. They created 400,000, some say, up to 800,000. They took children from other nations they conquered and assimilated them into the projects that involved mind control, splitting of their personality, programming, demonization, and an agenda to bring about a 1,000-year Reich with a future world Führer. That's right. So that after that war, all of the spirits that guided the political ideology, the economic developments, control of funds, the science, all of that was unleashed to the world. And now we're on this global quest. Before the actual rise of Hitler and the Nazi Party, there was development. And it started spiritually and manifested in economics, in the politics, in the science, in the technologies. There was a deep belief that technology could be enhanced by spiritual acquisition. And so we find this to be true in our own United States of America, where there has been a reception of this ancient occult. Well, the Nazism is one thing, but it's the occult, the occult spirit, the dark spirit, the prince of the power of the air that was welcomed in Project Paperclip. What has been going on in deep secrecy, because there is a supernatural power to that secrecy, obviously has been showing its shark fins. And if you're one of those who have been looking at all the conspiracy and looking at all the stuff and seeing and feeling and knowing that there are shark fins in the waters of human society, and you can see them politically, economically, environmentally, spiritually, realize that the shark fin is connected to the real beast. The shark fin is only a tiny, visible precursor to the coming out of the beast. To the jaws being wide open and clamping down, and the development of, well, globalism. So, much of what I was going to share tonight is a little bit diverted. I was going to deal with the technology, the gods, even going back to the literature, ancient literature about fallen angels giving man technology. Or you can look at how the Holy Spirit himself, God, whose Spirit gave the blueprints for the temple in the Old Testament. The idea of the Ark of the Covenant and God's presence was given by the Spirit of God, the Urim and Thurim. Well, so we can look on a biblical scale, even into the book of Acts, when Paul did extraordinary miracles, when just like little pieces of cloth, Paul couldn't get to everybody, so he would pray over a cloth, and individuals would take that cloth and lay it on people and pray for them in the name of Jesus Christ to be healed. You can check this out in the book of Acts. It seems like there was, whether symbolic or actual attachment, it seems like that there was extraordinary miracles being done in that way. Now, the dark side, anybody from the dark side, and this is true of Masons, New Agers, and deep dark Luciferians, they know that objects can be charged. Demonic presence, spirit presence can be on objects. They're all going to confess, and remote viewers will confess, that revelation, spirit-given revelation, or coming down out of the energy of the Hall of Records, the Akashic Records, can give ideas, scientific ideas, technological ideas. So I'm telling you right now, keep looking with biblically lit eyes, guided by the Spirit of God in Christ, being a part of the great mission of Jesus. So all believers out there, we have a great mission. Doesn't matter how dark it gets, you still are called to be the light of the world. Doesn't matter how terrible it looks, you and I are to be the luminaries. You can read about it in the book of Philippians. I challenge you this weekend, go through the book of Philippians and read how believers, any human being that has believed in Jesus, is now to be at the cutting edge and to light up the world with the truth. Let me say this. We're at the end of the show. Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. Check us out over the weekend. Take a look at the site. A lot of downloads. Hope to see some of you come into the chat rooms Sunday night live. We'll start next week with a brand new series this week. Well, one thing is absolutely clear. God loves you. God knows you. God wants you. Christ, Jesus Christ, is the answer, the door that when you receive him as a living Savior into your life, God's presence and power and work come in. Write to us. God bless you and good night.